We Banjo 3 is two sets of brothers playing guitar, fiddle, mandolin, percussion, lots of banjos. They blend Irish, Scottish, and American music, and everybody sings. They've just released their fifth album, Haven, and they're touring to promote it. They'll bring their Celt Grass music and message to Ludlow Garage on Wednesday, January 23rd for an 8:30 show. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal, and on the other end of the phone is one of the Howley brothers, guitarist and lead vocalist David. David Howley, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Now, this is not your first trip to Cincinnati, is it?
No. This is, I think, maybe our fourth trip. Cincinnati. We have an affinity with Cincinnati, I think. We go wandering around the Fenway Market and drink way too much coffee.
Now, this is one of a huge, long string of dates, about 3 months on this leg of the tour?
Yeah. So, half of the band, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Martin's currently living in L.A., and the other two guys still currently live in Ireland. So, when we get together to tour, we build a big tour, because there's a lot of places in the country that we want to get to, and there's a lot of lovely people that come to shows, because there's just so many places that we've been before. I mean, we've been doing this for 8 years, and I've seen places in Ohio there's people in Ohio have not seen. And the big part of what We Banjo 3 is about is it's Irish music mixed with kind of bluegrass and old time. And the whole principle of the band is that we wanted to do something that was fun. We don't take ourselves very seriously. Bono's about the only Irish person who takes himself very, very seriously.
So he takes himself seriously enough for the rest of you combined.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, you know, his wife is a big fan of We Banjo 3.
That's very, very cool. So two sets of brothers, did you guys grow up together playing music?
Yeah, we did. Me and Martin are brothers, and then Ferg and Enda are brothers. And then we just became friends. And throughout the years, me and Enda and Martin ended up teaching alongside each other at summer camps and banjo camps and music camps and teaching musical orchestras. And we lived in Clifton, you know, west coast of Ireland together. And at one stage, I think we were doing 10, 12 gigs together a week. So, yeah, we're very, very close. And I think that time playing has kind of led to where the band sits at now, which is like we just do what we do and it's very organic. And I think we can do that because we're so used to playing with each other at this stage that it's, we kind of almost anticipate what the other person is going to do all the time. You feel so locked in with these people that you can just get up there and have fun.
Is there a difference between the Irish banjo and sort of the Appalachian instrument?
Yeah, there's quite a big difference, actually. So the Irish banjo is four strings, and it's played with a plectrum. It's more of a single note, one at a time thing, and very much a melodic instrument, whereas the Appalachian banjo or the five-string banjo is played with usually finger picks or a kind of strumming style, and it's much more chord heavy.
Do you use both?
No, we just use the four-string banjo. And that's maybe the concept of the band that's kind of hard to get, is that we're not playing bluegrass. It's not our thing. We're Irish people playing Irish music. We grew up playing Irish music. So what we do is we take bluegrass music and we kind of present it in an Irish style. And that's kind of where we've been coined the first Celt Grass band, because it's not taking Celtic music and bluegrass and just like slamming them together. It's not putting bluegrass tunes over Celtic backing. It's very much over the last 8 years from all the travel we've done and the people we've met and the sessions we've played in and recording we've done and all this kind of intermingling with the bluegrass world. Our style as Irish musicians has changed massively. And I think that's where Celt Grass comes in. It's not two styles of music just slammed together. It's actually the cross-pollination of the two creates something totally different. And so it's got the pyrotechnic, it's got the speed and the exhilaration of bluegrass music, but it's got that drive, that get you out of your chair energy that Irish music has. And then you put in that kind of the heart that folk music has, and that's kind of what Celt Grass is and what the show is. There's moments of everything. There's moments of 150 mile an hour banjo solos, but there's also moments of just driving tunes that you can't help but feel like you want to dance. And I think that's important for us in every show, is to kind of have not one thing that's kind of a conglomeration.
My guest is David Howley, the guitarist and lead vocalist of We Banjo 3, coming to town for a show at Ludlow Garage on January 23rd. And David, your new album is called Haven. What's the idea behind the title cut?
The cover art is a beautiful island scene. And I think what we realized that in the world is mental. It's crazy. And if you're feeling unwell in an unwell world, I think that is normal. I think there's a lot of people out there that are feeling uneasy and unrestful. And what we wanted to do is make a statement around what our music is. So many people come up and tell us that they've had a terrible day or they've had a hard week or things have not been good. And they came to the show and they forgot about it. And they just had 2 hours of fun and laughter and dancing. And we wanted to move on that idea. So Haven is this idea that music is a space for everyone. And you can be standing together with people that you might not share political, religious views or any kind of views with. But you can stand in the front row of a gig and have a great time and sing along to the same song. That space is sacred to us. And that's what Haven is built off. The Haven is where we come together. It's where we share and it's where we laugh. And I think that's where we learn about what it is to be a human being. And we do one thing, we bring people together, and we are very proud to do that, and we're very happy to do that. And so that's where Haven came from, and we've had tremendous success since the album came out. Actually, in its first week of sales, Haven went to number one on the Bluegrass chart, which is the first time that an Irish band has ever got a number one on a Bluegrass chart in America.
All of the songs on the new album are originals, and they're all credited to the whole group, not individuals. Talk a little bit about your collective songwriting process.
I think up until this album, I had written a lot of the original stuff on our albums. And I knew personally that if I was the only one writing songs on the album, the whole album would kind of sound the same. What we did is we made a pact. We said, let's go away and collect whatever materials you have, songs, whether it be a fully fledged song or a part of a song. Let's get together. And we went to a house in the west coast of Ireland and we sat down for a week. It was during one of the worst winter storms of 2017, and we pulled these songs apart. Stephen King has a brilliant phrase. He said, they asked, how is your writing so good? And he said, you have to be willing to kill your little darling. And that idea that these songs are so important to you, but you have to be willing to just put them on the table, and then now they're everybody's. Whether it's a song that was totally finished and brought to the band and tweaked slightly, or whether it was one line when we got together and wrote a song about it, it was important for us that we share. We all do different things in the band, and I think it's important to share in that, in the writing credit, because I think everybody adds something. I definitely think the songs on this album came together in production. There was like Light in the Sky, which was our second single. We had done some tracking on it and came out and listened to it, and it was Enda. He just said, Dave, I know you're closer to the song, I know you feel the song more, but would you be okay if we just did it fast? Immediately I had a knee-jerk reaction of, no way, this song is a groovy, you know, heartfelt piece about leaving your home. No, we can't. And he was like, well, could we try it? And we did. And as soon as we did and listened to that recording, I was like, oh my God, that's like in time the song that it was. But when everybody shares and everything, there's a possibility for that. You don't need to protect something because everybody has their stamp. Essentially, if I bring a song to the band, giving it to the band, it has to be done the way it fits for the band. And that four-way writing process, I think, has been magic on this album. It's not common. It's not fun. Definitely very painful. You've never loved or hated the same people as much in your life as you have when they tell you that they want to change the two lines in the song that you love the most. It's really important. And I think that's what's led to the good stuff on this album.
And while all of your instruments are traditional, you take on some pretty contemporary issues like mental health. You've got some very, very honest lyrical content.
The mental health thing is interesting. I was always told to write about what I knew. And I don't know about a lot of things. I'm not married. I don't have kids. The biggest thing in my life has been mental health. I struggled with depression and anxiety and suicide for a long time. And I'm in such a much better place now. I'm in a great band with a great family around me. And probably the thing that has been the biggest marker in my life. And my mom has this wonderful phrase, if you're going to say something, make sure you're willing to talk about your own. If you're going to talk about something, make sure you're willing to be open about your side of it. And so I wanted to talk about mental health because I think there's a lot of people out there that struggle, and not even in a crisis way. Like, you don't need to have a crisis to be struggling with mental health. I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that most people go to counseling or go to see their doctor or go to see a mental health therapist. But if you're feeling more tired than usual, you're a little bit more apathetic, you don't want to go and see your friends, you know, you say no to, you know, social outings, that can be attributed to mental health as well. It doesn't need to be a crisis situation for it to be a mental health problem. And on our website, coming January, we will have a free mental health toolkit. You can log on and take an anonymous mental health checkup. It asks you some very basic questions, and at the end, it kind of gives you suggestions, maybe a little bit of reading material or for some people, if you've answered certain questions, it will tell you, look, you should probably go and consult with your doctor and find somebody that you can talk to.
Been chatting with David Howley of We Banjo 3. David's brother Martin describes the band's belief that music provides a safe space in this increasingly maddening world, and the hope that people leave their shows feeling a sense of peace. The new record is called Haven. They will bring their uplifting Celtgrass music to Cincinnati for a concert at Ludlow Garage on Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. David, until then, safe travels.
Thanks very much for having me on.
You can find a link to We Banjo 3's music through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Lay down your weapons and lay down with me. We will stare at the stars and think what life could be. Island of memories, we'll leave them where they lie. Could we make a choice for love and joy? The moon lights a path we can travel down. River runs wild with what has gone before. Cast aside for new and more and more and more and more and more and more. Let me be your haven. Enjoy. We've had trouble, we've had strife, we've made our plans to march on towards the promised lands.